Meeting will come to order. We do have a quorum. Representative Fenton, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
Representative Fenton.
Geez, I don't know why.
So, Madam Chair, I chaired the meeting yesterday, so should someone else move the minutes?
I'll move the minutes.
Representative Albright moves the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day, Thursday, May 19th. It's the author's intention to take the House language for Senate files 2381 and 2414. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Motion is adopted. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place.
Can you just, I don't see those Senate files on the...
Oh. Just 1 second, I'm checking into it.
Sure.
Oh. Okay.
For Thursday.
Okay, members, we're taking the Senate language on all of them. None of the bills will be, the authors will not be taking the House language on any of them. Since there was some confusion, I'll move it again and let's re-vote on that. All those, well, is there any discussion? Any other discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. Members, note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for those bills is now in place. Now we're going to go on to some resolutions. I move the adoption of 2016 R24 resolution on facilities. Mr. McCormick, can you describe the resolution?
Members, this is the standard end of session control of House facilities resolution.
Are there any questions? Representative Kreisha?
Are we doing specific resolutions or are we going to go through them individually?
Excuse me?
Are we going to go through them individually? I can save my question for this.
We're going to go through individually.
Okay.
Yep. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail.
Which one do you want me to do? I guess I do have a question. It's still... It talks about the construction in here. I've heard conflicting things. Is the construction in the Capitol complex generally expected to be done by the start of the 2017 session?
Representative Faber, are you referring to the one we just passed?
Yes.
24?
I'm sorry.
Mr. McCormick?
Madam Chair, members, the construction will be far enough completed so that the House and Senate chambers will be usable. There's additional pieces of the overall construction, for example, the new caucus rooms that may not come online into February and March of next year, but it should be a far more usable and pleasant Capitol next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Representative Kreisha.
And so to the R24, thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick question for Mr. McCormick, just because I don't know. You list the groups. Are those the groups that have applied for use of it, or are those the only ones allowed to use it?
Madam McCormick.
Madam Chair, members, these are the groups that come back every year.
Okay.
Other groups may apply for use and would be considered by the chief clerk and the speaker on a case-by-case basis, but these are our usual partners.
Very good.
No.
Any other, Representative Pinto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So just one other follow-up question, I guess, for Mr. McCormick. Will the public have access to the Capitol in the 2017 session beginning in January? You talked about facilities for House and Senate. Will the public as well?
Madam Chair, members, yes.
Representative McCormick, thank you. Or Mr. McCormick, thank you. Any other questions? I move the adoption of 2016 R25, the journal resolution. Mr. McCormick, can you describe the journal resolution?
Madam Chair, this empowers the chief clerk to make changes to the journal that are necessary after we adjourn Sandy Day.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. I move the adoption of 2016 R26 resolution on parking. Mr. McCormick, would you like to describe this resolution?
Madam Chair, this once again is our standard control of parking that the House uses resolution, which we adopt at the end of every session.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is adopted. I move the adoption of 2016 R28 policy on records retention schedule. Mr. Meyerson, could you explain the resolution?
Madam Chair, members, Sergeant Barnes' office, we've created a records retention to mirror that which is used in budget and accounting and HR, and we did add on some the bottom lines 3.6 through 3.9 that are relative specifically to the sergeant's office, telephone billing, purchasing records, college internship program, and high school page program records.
Thank you. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is approved. I move the adoption of 2016 R29 resolution on committee budget, committee and minority caucus budget. Mr. Reinholz, could you come forward and describe the resolution?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Jim Reinholz, Health Controller. This resolution is making a minor correction to the resolution that was adopted back in May 18th of 2015. The change is in the on line 12. The correct date for the ending of committee budgets is January 2nd, 2017, the last day of the 89th legislature. It had previously been adopted incorrectly. This is just giving the correct date.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is adopted. Now we're going to move on to a couple of bills. Don't I need to move for this? Okay. Representative Detmer, would you like to come forward and present your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. House File 2342, as you probably know, that the Minnesota, the Twin Cities, is going to be the site of the 2016 Medal of Honor Convention. A lot of people will be coming here from around the country. There's 77 Medal of Honor winners in the United States. There are probably around 50, 51 that will be attending the convention. We've already passed some legislation for the Medal of Honor character development program that's being taught to teachers and educators. And along with the Medal of Honor convention, we have House File 2342 provides permissive language to the CAP board, the Capital Area Architecture Planning Board, to construct a Medal of Honor memorial here on the Capitol grounds. If you remember, there's a fountain over there by the Veterans Building, but hasn't been working for years and years. That's going to be the site for the Medal of Honor memorial. And we hope to have a we're going to have a groundbreaking ceremony during the convention, which is in October 4th through the 8th. And there's no cost. It's all going to be raised financially with private funds. And the CAP board has already met and have selected three contractors for design. And in August, I believe we're going to be meeting with those contractors and select a design. And hopefully in another year or so, after the funds are raised, to go ahead with the construction. I have here to answer any questions from the CAP board. I have Paul Mandel here if you'd like to ask him any questions, too. So with that, I'm open for questions.
Representative Bernardi.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just curious about the use of the fountain. Obviously, it's not working right now, but was that dedicated for any reason, or was it more an architectural feature?
Representative Detmer.
Madam Chair and Representative, ask Paul Mandel to come down here. He knows the history of all the different memorials that we have on the grounds, and I know that there's a reason why that was put there, but I want to make sure that we get the right answer to that.
Welcome to the committee. If you could just state your name for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Paul Mandel, Executive Secretary for the Capital Area Architectural and Planning Board. To Representative Bernardi's question, the pool, which is with a sculpture of the flower and the woman, is entitled Promise of Youth. That and all the statuary around the immediate building itself were all dedicated back in the 50s and 40s to the returning vets from the World Wars. It was all part of the Veterans Service Building, which was originally just a one-story building, and then built in phases. The upper parts were built afterwards.
And Madam Chair?
Representative Bernardi.
And this sounds like a worthy project, and so I'm not asking these questions because I'm against it in any way, but I'd like to be informed about it. So the new, I'm assuming you have a new design that you're doing, and I'm assuming that that whatever is done will also have women's image on it?
Mr. Mandel?
Madam Chair, Representative Bernardi, what we have is that we had a two-stage RFP, design competition. The three design teams, part of the condition under the RFP program is that the statue remain, so that the petals and the woman will remain, and they create a water, and it's required that they create a water feature that works and that doesn't leak this time. So the statue will remain, they'll have another water feature, and it'll all be within the confines of those pool walls.
Excuse me,
Representative Bernardi.
One follow-up question. And will there be any other images of people in the
Mr. Mandel?
Yes, Madam Chair, Representative Bernardi. That's the three design teams will be coming forward in August, and the jury will be selecting the winning design. Our only requirement is that they not try to capture all the names of the individuals, because there's a discrepancy always on who's claimed by Minnesota versus another state. But as far as images, that will all be unveiled with the winning design in August 15th.
Okay, Ms. Lipman.
Representative Bernardi.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And then my last question, I believe, will be, is there the RFP or whatever the parameters of that, is it asking people to be inclusive of all the people that have served our country and state, no matter what their ethnicity is?
Mr. Mandel.
Madam Chair, Representative Bernardi, we have a Court of Honor plaque already that's dated, but it has 56 names, 56. I think.
Mm-hmm. 56.
The national group that is organizing the convention has 72 listed, so that's one of the reasons that just shows the discrepancies. But it draws no boundaries. It honors all of those who receive the Medal of Honor.
From Minnesota.
Okay.
Representative Freiberg?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know if this question is better directed towards Representative Detmer or Mr. Mandel. It sounds like a very worthy project. I'm just wondering about the language of the bill on line 1.10. Representative Detmer mentioned that it's permissive language about the memorial being placed on the Capitol grounds. I noticed, though, that the language about accepting contributions is not permissive, it's mandatory. It says that the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs shall accept contributions from non-state sources of amounts necessary to pay for the memorial and its placement. I'm just wondering if that language is normal when there's a fundraising effort required. I mean, it seems like if a group, you know, some group that's less than ideal offers money, there if you would want the ability to reject a contribution from somebody like that, and if that language should be permissive as well.
Mr. Mandel.
Madam Chair, Representative Freiberg, somebody at the state has to accept the money because we cannot go out for bids until the state has all the money in its possession. So it's that's not the permissive part.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't the Veterans Affairs Commission, it would have to be Department of Administration, because Department of Administration eventually puts out the contract and they have to have all the money in hand before we put out bids.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Okay. Members, I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 2342, which we need to do before we move the bill. Any discussion to that? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. Representative Detmer moves that House File 2342 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Register. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. I move that joint rule. Thank you very much.
Thank
I move
Madam
that
Chair and committee.
Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 659. Representative O'Driscoll, could you briefly explain your bill?
Madam Chair, would you like me to do it here at the testifying table?
Do it.
It doesn't matter to me.
Members, if it's all right, I'll just stay here. This is the annual omnibus pension bill for 2016, which oftentimes does come late in the session and traditionally is granted a rules waiver. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Any discussion? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a whole series of questions on the pension bill for Representative Nalgren. I'm just kidding. Just no problems.
All right. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Is there anything else? Meeting adjourned.
Yes.